weekend with really great news. News you can use. That's what we like to say. And we love that you're listening Saturdays at 11 a.m. And if you'd like to know more about anything we talk about, please log on to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com for information about all our guests. We have something super special for you this morning. We don't normally do a lot of phone interviews, but our special guest is far away, but we needed to bring you his information. We're going to be speaking with author Stephen Zaley. Stephen, good morning. First of all, let's establish that you're there.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, honey.
Thank you for having me on.
You are so welcome. Your book, Stephen is an author. The book is called They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten, a story of one of the original companies with the 82nd Airborne Division, 505 Combat Team, 3rd Battalion Headquarters Company. So we are talking to the folks who will remember World War II, remember their, you know, have their memories, and about this original company of paratroopers, okay? This book follows that original company of 122 men through parachute training and how the 82nd Airborne Division became the first division of paratroopers sent overseas to North Africa. And it goes on from there. It's a very long book. But Stephen, you know what? I don't recall very many stories about paratroopers. So I think this is really terrific.
Well, it's quite the book. And it begins with 1942 with the, well, actually a little bit before that, with the world being in turmoil, World War One, and then World War One ending and World War Two coming about.
Mm-hmm.
And all these men starting to enter military service, and the military, they realized they were going to need to set the stage before any type of invasion would take place. And how were they going to do that? And what they came up with was the idea of vertical envelopment, which was to drop men behind enemy lines to set the stage. And the book takes the men through parachute training, what it took to become a paratrooper, which they said out of every 100 men that would enter service at that time, only 4 would volunteer for parachute training. The training was so tough, only 1 would get through it. And then it goes into how the 82nd Airborne Division becomes the first division of paratroopers, with the president having a hand in selecting them and sending them to North Africa under General Patton. And then we continue into their first operation, which was in behind enemy lines by parachute insertion in Sicily. And then Italy, and then Normandy, France was their third operation, and then their fourth was Holland with the push across Europe into Germany. I think that's kind of a rounded out a description of the book in itself.
It's amazing. The book also finishes up with this 122 men as they go through all of their missions, then they go through disarmament and the long journey stateside back into civilian life. It's an amazing story. What prompted you, Stephen, to write this book?
Well, I never set out to become an author, but 17 years ago this began. And I never did this to become an author. I did this to relieve the pain that my father put my mother and our family through. He was one of the original members of the combat team at inception. And from a very, very young age, I knew something was different, and I knew something was wrong. My father used to do things that he'd walk the halls of the house all night, and it was for fear of nobody standing night watch for being bayoneted to death in your sleep. The screams in his sleep, I could still hear them, and it wasn't one night, it was every night. And when I got, after my father passed in 1997, these stories and memories just kept coming back to me of all the stuff he talked about, And then there was a trip to Fort Bragg to see where these stories began. And a few things happened, and then that was actually the beginning of the book. I didn't know it was going to be a 17-year journey.
Stephen, back when you were just chatting about your dad, and because he was one of these paratroopers, had PTSD even been talked about at that time, that these guys were coming back with this? Was he getting any help for that at all?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't talked about, and it was actually looked down on to have, at that time, it was referred to as shell shock. And a lot of people may have heard the story where there was a shell-shocked soldier in General Patton's armor division, and Patton was in a medical tent where there were all these soldiers who were severely wounded from battle. And this young man was crying, and Patton slapped him.
Yeah, I remember that story.
He said, "How could you dishonor this place of respect because you're scared?" Well, from General Patton's point of view, and like my father said, we were all scared.
Mm-hmm.
To be dropped behind enemy lines and be yourself, find yourself alone. So, yeah, there was a lot of, as I said, shell shock was not highly regarded, or we didn't at that time, society didn't realize these men had a need when they were brought home. Some of the things, just as in the Holland operation, there were a lot of these senior paratroopers who couldn't take the shelling anymore. It was starting to eat at them. The worst thing was the quiet, because they weren't hearing the explosions. So some of these men were reverted over to the medical detachment. And where did they put the medical detachment? Right upstream of the 155 howitzers, the artillery. So every time the howitzers fired, the salvo volley would go right over the medical tents. These guys were already distressed. But yes, PTSD is something that should be regarded very, very highly. And what I found through this was these men need to talk. And the men that my father served with, they talked to me because I knew what closet they kept their skeletons in.
Stephen, I'm going to stop you right there just so I can reintroduce you to our audience, because I know they're fascinated if they're listening right now to what you're saying. Steve Zaley is our author that we're speaking to this morning, who has written this book, They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten, a story of one of the original companies with the 82nd Airborne Division, 505th Combat Team, 3rd Battalion Headquarters Company, which his father was a member of. And it talks about the original paratroopers with the 82nd Airborne Division. And, Steve, we were talking about how rare it was to actually even become a paratrooper. And when you think back at the time, it was the first time they were asking able-bodied people to actually jump out of a plane. And we're not talking about the great equipment that we have today where people do it recreationally. I mean, this had to be absolutely terrifying to be doing this over enemy lines. And if you did land safely, you're fighting your mission from that point on. And then how are you going to get back? So it's amazing, Stephen, that not only your father and the other 121 guys did it, but they did it over and over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, they did 5 qualifying jumps in training. And once you did the 5th qualifying jump, you belonged to Uncle Sam. And up to that 5th jump, at any time, you could back out, and nothing would be said to you. But after the 5th jump, you were a qualified paratrooper. And when they qualified, the next night, they did their first jump at night. Pitch black. I mean, it was just, what they endured and what they went through. It was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And the further I went into this, I found that all these men that were still alive that I contacted, were exactly like my father.
Really?
They were all cut from the same cloth.
Stephen, I want to let people know the name of the book, once again, They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. Where is this book available?
The book right now is available at redshelf.com.
Mm-hmm.
They are the producer of 575 chorus packs for the universities across the United States. And they have a side venture of where they have ebooks, and it's available there as an ebook. And we're hoping by the end of this month, the hard copy books are going to be available on my website to start. And then after that, they should be showing up in some of the outlets, you know, such as, I guess, like your Barnes and Noble, mm-hmm. and all the other places.
I want to let people know that if they get the book, it's quite comprehensive. There's 320 pages of text, hundreds of pictures that you were able to amass, general orders, after action reports, combat newspaper articles, a lot of information here, plus a parental advisory due to some extreme conditions that take place in stateside training and in combat. A parent should read and review the book in its entirety before allowing a minor to read the material. I find that fascinating in today's world of crazy video games that you put that in there, Steve. You felt it was necessary.
Well, Linda, I do a lot of presentations to high schools. I'm teaching airborne history in many of them, and this thing is starting to blossom on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the schools I've done several years in a row, and yes, it was necessary to put that in. However, I had a woman who said her son was 14 years old, and she read the book, and she said, "What's in here is words that he's heard.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very good words." She said, "But I can understand when your life is hanging in front of you by a thread. Sometimes language is not one of the most pristine things." So that was the reason that was put in. But she said he's 14 and he knows a lot about life. And so that was the youngest individual that I heard of who's read this.
Yeah, Steve, we're going to have to stop there, but we can continue on. And I advise everyone to keep listening to Senior Radio for more interviews with Steve Zaley, the author of They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. You are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, an educational show.